Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. The truth is found to be.
We're back. It's 17 till Little Grace Slick and the Jefferson Starship, or maybe Jefferson Airplane. I've forgotten which version that is. Bringing us back there. 17 till. Thanks for being part of our day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela Harper is the president, CEO of Manta.com, a great organization. Pam, tell us about Manta.
Thanks, Jim. So Manta is the largest online community for small businesses. You know, we have new features now that allow business owners to network with themselves so that they can promote their companies and have their customers tell them how good they are.
Yeah.
So as we know, we were just talking about recommendations and referrals, and we were building these features on Manta based upon what these small business owners are telling us to help them grow their business.
You know, sometimes I search for companies like a small business if I'm looking for a particular thing, or if I'm even if I know the company, I search for them online. Maybe they don't even have a website, but they've got a Manta listing.
That's right, they do.
In fact, sometimes the first thing that pops up when I type their name in is a Manta listing.
Yeah, and you got business owners every day coming, making sure that listing's as accurate and robust
yep.
as possible.
You got to claim your listing, folks. You probably already have a listing, whether you know it or not. Manta does that for you, but you got to claim it and build it. You recently did in your survey, you recently asked other questions of small business owners. You asked them where they were going to get, where they preferred to get the most advice. What did they tell you?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the advice is, you know, coming from their other business owners, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about operating tips, we all have gotten into the business. In fact, in that same survey, Jim, we asked, what was the number one reason you started your own business? And the bulk of the people said they wanted to follow their dreams and their passions or to be their own boss. So it's great, but the thing that, as we think about operating the company and how to grow the business, a lot of the advice comes from our peers, from our
mm-hmm.
fellow small business owners.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. You get that in the neighborhood. You get it in Chamber of Commerce, get gatherings.
We've got it on Connect, Jim. You got people coming to Manta Connect, which
yep.
is on Manta, and
yep.
you had 61,000 small business owners now asking each other, "Hey, I'm about to outsource my PR. What
right.
should I ask?
Who do you know?
Or does
who?
Anybody have a good Groupon example? You
yeah,
know, and you got 28 discussions on what's working or what's
wow.
not on Groupon.
Wow. See, this is so good for small business owners. One of the problems, Pam, that small business owners have had perennially is this caveman thing. You know what I mean? Staying behind the four walls, thinking they're the only people who have the problem. Now they can stay behind the four walls, and by going online to, for example, to Manta.com or wherever it may be, they can actually break out of the cave and see that there are other people who have these problems and they're looking for answers. Maybe they're a week or a month or a year ahead of you, and they've been there, done that. And they can share those things with you. These are good times to be a small business owner, aren't they, Pam?
They are, and now more than ever, you can ask these questions to people all over the country or just in your industry. So you
right.
can ask, and they can answer. Even as basic, Jim, as you know, what should I think about when I build my website? And you get lots of comments from your fellow business owners. So it's very transparent. Very high trust because it's coming from our peers. Right.
right?
And
yeah.
so same thing is on your Manta profile. You know, if you don't have a website, make that thing as robust as possible. But if you do, Jim, with this recommendation widget, we allow you to copy two lines of code. Easy to do. Put that code on your website, and next thing you know, you've got a recommendation box sitting
right.
there on your website that has recommendations in it coming from Manta. You push your customers to your website. They can put recommendations right into that widget that say great things about you
right.
to reinforce your credibility to the next person coming to visit your website.
What are some other things that you found out in your survey?
We found that you know, as people rated and reviewed, there's actually quite a lot of people. You know, it was 58% of business owners had already rated or reviewed a business online.
Mm-hmm.
So when
UGC,
think about
user generated content. basically, is what we're talking about. Which is the new version, folks, of word of mouth.
That's right. And as you think about, you know, you get lots of references and referrals and recommendations offline, but increasingly we do have to take the online world serious, especially as the new generation comes to bear and the adoption of people participating and commenting and recommending or referring or leaving some kind of comment about your business on sites like Manta that you want to make sure you're aware of and you can control and you can leverage.
Right. What about
people are doing it?
Well, exactly. And folks, if you remember word of mouth, you've heard me talk about word of mouth before. I like it, I tell somebody. I don't like it, I tell 10 somebodies. Well, that's the old way. That's word of mouth. And with UGC, user-generated content, I like it or I don't like it, I tell anywhere from one to an infinite number of people. You know,
yeah,
it could be
one
or a million or whatever. And you have to learn how to manage all that, the like and the don't like, don't you?
UGC
is a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways.
Yeah, and there's tools to help you do that. And, you know, so the recommendations that you get from your customers on your Manta profile or on your own website, if you use our recommendation widget, which is free, you can have it on your website. You can control. You can put them up there. You don't have to put
them up. So you've got a free recommendation widget that they can drag over to their website?
That's right. Easy to do. You just put it on your website, and then people start putting comments about
good.
Your products
good
services
you.
On your website.
Good for you. Good job on that.
It allows you to go do that.
Manta.com, yeah. Folks. Pam Springer is the CEO there. We're going to come back in a little bit. Can you talk to us about mobile, Pam? Have you got any thoughts on mobile?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Folks, this is a big deal. There is no corresponding disruptor. There is no corresponding issue in the age of the seller that compares to mobile. It's disrupting. It's creating lots of opportunity unless you're not taking advantage, and then you're being disrupted. We're going to talk about that with Pam Springer after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.